Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Tottenham made light work of their absent striker Harry Kane to try and get the job done as they beat Man City by 1-0 on Sunday. City included Jack Grealish in their squad. The £100 million man was unable to get them the job done, though. As City looked a little bit lost in the final third, couldn't get the best out of their strikers, and Hugo Lloris had a quiet night at the office. Son Heung-min got the only goal of the game as Ederson was beaten 10 minutes after the break. There's no real sign of panic, though, in the City squad. Raheem Sterling insists that the team will bounce back. Made a blistering start, but failed to make the early pressure count as João Cancelo and Real Maris failed to hit the target from good positions. Sterling said they're on the front foot for the first 15 minutes. They were quiet, getting on little counters, and we'll bounce back from this. I thought we could have controlled the game a bit better. We let them counter a bit more. It was the most important thing in football to put the ball in the net, and we couldn't. It's as simple as that. But it's a long season, so it's difficult to start with a defeat. But it's a long road. We need to keep focused and bounced back from it. Sterling believes that he'd continue to train and play with Grealish, their partnership will get better. He said, I've played with him a few times. It's a good partnership, but it's still the days. We need to learn each other's game more as the season goes on and hopefully build a better partnership for the rest of the campaign. Into other news, and both Tottenham manager Nuno Espirito Santo and City boss Pep Guardiola were a few to be drawn on Harry Kane's future. Nuno has gone forward to try and say he wants to build the team with Kane at the helm. Kane was said to be in the stadium after training on Sunday, having returned to the club on Friday. But going forward, Guardiola insists that he hasn't got any issues with his current forwards. He believes the team will come good. He refuses to be drawn on speculation that the club are still interested in making a summer bid. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.